Prince Ali, fabulous, he, Ali, Ababwa. Welcome once again to New Game Plus. You're listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
Nolan.
And this is episode 154. I have a difficult time often believing in coincidences. However, I don't know what else to consider this when on Thursday of this past week, a teaser trailer was released by Walt Disney Studios for their next big live-action reboot, and it's none other than Aladdin.
No.
Here's the thing. I don't know if you've noticed it, but we set pop culture trends.
So is Disney watch, they listen to us?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only solution here. Did either of you guys see the trailer or see at least on social media?
Yes. No, I know of it and about it, but I haven't watched the trailer.
I don't know how that happens in our world, but
they've known that it was coming out before actually releasing a trailer. That's been known.
I didn't know that. You didn't tell us.
I'm 97% sure.
I think you might be making it up, but even if they did, because I really think this teaser, maybe this teaser trailer was the first look at it, because a lot of the times it doesn't just come out of the blue like that. I don't know. But either way, the first look of the live action Aladdin came out on Thursday. So like a few days ago from this recording.
Who's in it?
Okay, so hold on. You don't really see much of anything. You see, it's your first look at, I say that, you don't see many characters. You get your first look of Agrabah, but you get your first look at the Cave of Wonders, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
You get your first look at the lamp, and then you do get your first look at Aladdin himself, who I don't know who he is as an actor, but I mean, looks very, very similar to Aladdin.
He's not like a known vocalist, though?
I doubt it, because the other names that I do know that are associated with the film are not necessarily vocalists. Although I do think that what's his name that does the weird Iago voice, I think he is doing it again.
Cool.
Man, we're really good.
Oh yeah, he's perfect for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, he did it the first time.
He invented it.
They should have cast him originally.
But I will say, and you don't get a look at him in the trailer, but the genie has been announced.
Who?
I don't know. Well, Kenny's probably read about it.
Oh,
but
I do know.
Who?
It's Will Smith.
Nolan's not going to like it, but I think it's perfect.
Why don't? It's Will Smith.
What?
What do you mean spoiled it? I was telling it.
Bad.
Bad. Very bad.
I told you he wasn't going to like it.
Yeah, because
you know who he should have been?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. It's not funny.
This episode, honestly, though, is dedicated to Robin Williams.
It is. I love him.
I love him.
Oh, my goodness.
No, he's great.
Rest in peace. He was so good.
My first interaction with Robin was probably through Aladdin.
I guess mine, too. Yeah.
I don't remember the order of things.
Kenny and him were good friends before.
Well,
he's just always in your life.
Any of his other stuff, like, I was way too young for his kind of humor. He wasn't very... Kid friendly. Yeah.
I would say that although I love Aladdin, I love Robin Williams, I love all the things of the original, I am not a fan of all of these live action remakes. I don't think everything needs one. And
they scare me, and some of them have been so poor. The whole Sound of Music one was just really cringy to me, which is too bad.
There's a Sound of Music one?
Could have been
great. Like, I've never watched that.
Gosh.
Yeah.
They're
I'm
out of control.
Sorry. I'm sorry that I'm married. No, I can't blame my wife for that. I love Sound of Music. But what's her name? Carrie Underwood, or whoever sings in that, has got an amazing vocalist, but she is a terrible actress.
Yeah, I don't.
Anyways, we're completely off topic.
No, we're not. Because even in Beauty and the Beast, you have Hermione playing Belle. And
I saw that
great
one.
Great actor
I thought
and everything.
She did great.
granted, she did all right, but like she was wearing Toms.
Just a bad idea, though.
Yeah, it was just she a bad idea. And,
I didn't notice that.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of these remakes. We'll have to wait and see. If I had three wishes right now, though, I would wish all three times that this movie wouldn't be. Just leave it alone. Let it be our retro game of the week, Disney's Aladdin.
Overview.
So Disney's Aladdin was a series of video games that were actually kind of all released simultaneously. We'll talk about that some.
Not to call you out, but then that's not a series, right?
If they're it's not a series like in order, but like there was a whole series of video games that came out at the same time.
Just didn't want people to get confused.
No. Yeah. I stand by my English, but it might have been a little confusing. So in follow-up to the popularity of Aladdin, the movie, a whole bunch of different Aladdin-based video games were put out on a number of consoles and by a number of different developers. And so it's a little bit of a confusing landscape if you jump into it not knowing that that's the fact. But we decided that we were going to primarily play through the Sega Genesis version of Disney's Aladdin, which was produced by... developed by Virgin Games, and as said, was a Sega Genesis title. Unsurprisingly, I think to me, this ended up being the third best-selling Genesis title of ever.
Behind Sonic and Sonic 2.
Dang. Yeah, this was a big one. Partly because Aladdin was all kinds of crazy hype. Partly because the Genesis was later into its life cycle a little bit. And so I think more people had it and were needing games. And partly it was just a really popular game as well. So it was a big one. They sold like 4 million units or something.
Golly, that's so crazy to me.
Which when you say that... makes it unsurprising for me that this was the version of the game that I remember from growing up and being a big Aladdin fan. It follows somewhat loosely, not as closely as some of the other versions, but it follows the main sort of story of Aladdin in terms of characters and enemies and overarching theme of what you're going to try and do, though it does it in a little bit of a retelling and is a, I don't know, kind of typical for the era side-scrolling adventure platformer.
Should we just believe that everyone knows the story of Aladdin and has seen it?
I think that's pretty safe to assume. If it hasn't, go watch it.
It's about a boy named Aladdin.
He's a street rat.
He
falls in love
with Jasmine, Princess Jasmine. You've heard of her.
And he shows her a whole new world.
Oh, yeah. There's a magic carpet. Does. And there's a bad guy named Jafar. So,
and a genie. You can't forget the genie.
Or a Boo. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
We'll get to a Boo later. He'll have his whole section.
He'll have his own bonus level. Did you see what I did there?
No.
Brought us back on topic?
I saw what you did. Just keep going.
That was pretty good, wasn't it, guys?
No, we never left topic again. We're still like completely in the topic.
We're still talking only about Aladdin and nothing else.
While Kenny's trying to get creative, I want to bring up here, because I'm going to talk about it throughout, and I think it's important for us too, and I know that you already mentioned it, Kenny, is that there was a few different versions of Disney's Aladdin right in the same year or so. The primary ones, however, is the Sega Genesis one and the Super Nintendo one. The Super Nintendo was made by Capcom, which... Right. Capcom.
What?
Like,
yeah, what?
Every Capcom game we played, I think I can say that, is quality. Capcom is a quality company. They consistently produce quality. And so the Aladdin, they made it. However, there were some major differences, and we'll get into that probably more so when we talk about gameplay. I just kind of really wanted to set that up because for me, at least, that's the one that I played when I was younger.
Yeah, they're completely different games. I mean, similar character, similar like type of game, even similar kind of things that you're trying to do. But they feel and look and function super differently. And obviously, again, we'll talk through some of those differences, but as different as in one of them, you have a sword as an actual weapon and you're like having the ability to attack enemies, and the other you don't, which is a pretty notable
bad
difference.
Idea.
Yeah, so there are most certainly differences between them. I just think it's important for us to acknowledge that both of those games do exist, because at least for my portion of a lot of this episode, I'm going to be kind of comparing and contrasting, at least to a little degree. Again, I think that's fair. Yeah. Same title, same year. Yeah, it's just going to be a natural thing to do.
And just to give some backstory, I have the Genesis version still. So I owned the Genesis one and had quite a bit of legacy experience with this game, actually. It was kind of interesting going back. I don't know if we've played a game on the podcast where I was so familiar with it that when I went back and played it, I was like, wow, this is weird. But this was an interesting play this week.
Gameplay. So, Kenny, you just mentioned one of the major differences between the SNES title and the Genesis title is that in the Genesis title, Aladdin does come equipped with a sword. He's got a weapon, a little kind of scimitar-looking sword that he uses to strike really any and all opponents that come before him. You can also... That's your primary weapon, and then you also have access to apples that you can throw kind of as more of a ranged attack.
And that's in the SNES version too?
That's all you have in the SNES version.
Huh.
You do not have a weapon in the SNES version.
Okay. No, you're doing the more typical jump on enemies' heads or, you know, kind of run into them.
Jump on their heads. Okay, yeah, so we're talking different. We're talking Nintendo.
Nintendo, at least especially during this time, didn't have a lot of weapons, didn't want to have a lot of... You wanted to keep it family friendly, and so that's what they were doing. You throw apples, and you jump on heads. However, enemies are very different there. In the Genesis version, you have tons of enemies, so it is a platformer, so you've got platforms that you're having to jump and traverse, whether it's in Agrabah or in prison or multiple other stages, where you're kind of going from platform to platform, up, down, left, right, all over the map. But also there's a lot of fighting in the Genesis version, a whole lot of it. You've got enemies. If it's not those guards that are after you like they are in the movie, then it's skeletons or it's bats.
Sword swallowers that throw swords at you.
like there's all sorts of enemies. In the SNES version, you do have enemies, but it's a whole lot less focused on combat and a lot more focused on platforming.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's interesting to me because I feel like I was doing quite a bit of platforming with this game, but if you were jumping on enemies' heads, that's like way more classic platforming, in my mind at least. I'd be interested to go and play that version of it.
While we are kind of doing the talk specific mechanics, I also do think it's worth pointing out that the sword was used to block projectiles as well, which was a really great implementation. When you have something that's not just offensive but also defensive, it just adds a nice little bit of flavor.
And I would add that Aladdin doesn't kill people with a sword in the movie.
I thought
even beyond, and maybe we're getting ahead of ourself a little bit here, but
why do you think we're so off this episode? You keep giving that modifier. Listen, Kenny, this is where we are right now. We're talking about Aladdin. We're in gameplay section. How is this off at all?
No. What I'm about to say is a little bit more like meta and not so much the gameplay as like differences in how the games play. I don't know.
This is our podcast. We can do anything, and you're going to do it now.
I'm feeling weirdly apologetic today, and for that, everyone, I apologize.
Oh my gosh.
Now you fully derailed me on what I was even going to say.
God, okay. Please.
I've got it then. If you're done, I got you.
Yeah, no, jump in. It'll come back to me.
Hey.
It was important, whatever
it
was.
Hey, I don't want to derail us, but I got something to say.
What was weird?
You know what was weird to me that I did not remember about this game, but when you start it, it gives you a screen that tells you the rules of the game kind of all at once. So it's overwhelming. It's so on the same screen. It tells you save Jasmine, your objective. It tells you the face of Aladdin means one up. It tells you the genie means bonus level. Collect these for money. Like it tells you so many like things you need to know, but in a such like 1999 PowerPoint way.
Yeah, like not to get off topic, but Kenny did a first play this week.
Yeah, it was a great first play, by the way.
It was a great first play. And in there, he gets to that screen and looks at it for a second. And then he's like, well, I'll figure it out. And then it just starts playing the game.
It's too much information.
I know, way it's too much.
They like threw everything at you. I was like, I'm just going to play the game. And it's not like the game's super complex. All of those things would have been pretty self-evident. So I like that they tried to at least tell you it all. But no, they're way different. So here's what I was going to say, Dustin, because you talked about sort of the sword being not real, like, I don't know, lore specific, lore appropriate to the actual movie. And I think in general, the Super Nintendo version of the game did a lot better job of following the actual movie plot and sticking with kind of the idea of Aladdin as a character and what he does and those kind of things. And the Sega version tended to forget those things, kind of live in that world, but just focus on being the game that it wanted to be. And it makes him play really differently.
Yes. And I actually wrote that in my notes, like, and maybe I'm being a little bit too harsh here, but the Genesis version does not follow the story.
No, like, it's like loosely inspired by, but the order
makes
is
things
different.
Up. Yeah. So a few stages in, you are, you know, you're coming out of the prison or out of the dungeon or whatever that is.
Sultan's Dungeon?
That's kind of connected to the story. But I think even maybe the next stage, I know when you're going around and sorry, you're in the Cave of Wonders and you're having to defeat, you're going around and swinging and fighting all of these statues.
Yeah.
All of the statues come to life and you fight the statues as you go by it because, again, and this is a pet peeve of mine when it comes to these movie games. That's why most of the time I don't think they're good, because they have to fabricate stuff and go way out of it to create a game like that you can actually play. And so I feel like in the Genesis version, they did that a whole lot more, because in the SNES version, you're not having to fight a lot. So you're just platforming and I feel like you can do that more successfully. In the Genesis version, again, you have to fight all sorts of random weird things just so they can give
That's
you
true.
Gameplay.
Yeah, they made up a bunch of enemies and they even kind of break story. Like the Genesis one, I mean, both of them sort of tell the story, but the Genesis one, even if I'm not mixing them up, it's easy to, but it even, the screen before, as it's like telling the story, it even has Jafar saying like, don't touch anything except the lamp. And then you immediately run in and you see this giant red shiny ruby that you've been collecting all game, and you go and just pick it up and no big deal. Like, there's no consequences for breaking lore, and it just doesn't feel
real. You tried to avoid it.
Were
you trying to avoid everything?
And then it was clear that it didn't actually want you to. And so it was just silly.
Well,
I mean,
also,
they just go way off. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Jasmine comes out of nowhere and all of a sudden is like, you're like, wait, when did we meet? And she wants to like break you out of prison or doesn't let
you
go to prison.
You have to murder Jasmine in this game.
No, it's not that bad. Sorry. But you don't get to fall in love with her, quote unquote, until like the windscreen of the Genesis one, whereas they put that love story into the story just like it happens in the Super Nintendo one. So they just tell the stories very, very differently.
Yeah, and to be fair, though, like, the story, they do tell the stories very, very differently. In the SNES version, you've got a lot more text. In the Genesis version, they try to abbreviate the storytelling in between. However, you're limited either way, so you're not getting the full love story buildup anyway.
That's my thing, like, I actually prefer what the Genesis did with the story, because for me with movie games, it's gameplay first. It's
You're
a video
game.
I need to get a good game. Sacrifice that. I'll watch the movie. I'll love the movie too. And I'll love the game even if it doesn't follow it. So I'm on board. I like the new enemies they added. I thought the animations were hilarious. It was fun.
See, I think you can do one without sacrificing the other. And so it bothered me that they took it as differently story-wise, not in terms of like gameplay.
I'm not sure if you got this far, but there's a lava level in both the Genesis and the SNES. Well, congratulations, because I eventually did.
Yeah,
but
it's so hard.
It's created this way to make you mad. It is Battletoads. Battletoads
Absolutely.
Is the one that's often talked about being frustrating when you're on that motorized, I don't know what it is in Battletoads, whatever, you know, you're having to go up and down and back and forth and try to miss these obstacles as you're on that motorcycle type thing. It's known for being a difficult game in that regard. In Aladdin, you've got the exact same kind of stage. You're on the magic carpet. You're trying to escape the Cave of Wonders. Lava's following behind you. And then you get these dumb some little direction indicators on the screen right before you're supposed to go up or down to dodge these just poorly placed huge rocks, or you die. And you're going to play that again and again and again and again. Thankfully, they're liberal with lives in this game, because you're going to use every single one of them just to get through this dumb lava stage.
And those arrows, fine, like, give me those. But then sometimes it's just a question mark, and you're like, wait, what?
Wait, right, it doesn't what? Even give you an arrow.
And you're like, come
it's
on.
It's so rude.
That's such a dumb balance. I don't like that.
No, it's kind of the game, though. Even in my earlier levels, like, I even pointed it out in the first play, it feels like one of those games that you have to learn by trial and error, not in a good kind of way, but in the punishing, like, oops, we didn't actually warn you in time for you to do anything about the enemies kind of way. And that always sort of throws me. It really does. You ought to be able to watch and move and react to everything and feel like you have a chance playing a video game, even for the first time through.
So something I wanted to talk about in this section was the level design on these stages. I thought, like, going back, I actually forgot a lot of what they looked like. But as far as, like, the mechanics go, I was feeling a little stale on some of these. Like, I'm not talking about design. I'm talking about gameplay mechanics. Like, you're just kind of, I don't know, jumping gaps and hitting enemies. But there's no, like, they do a couple of unique things in some of them. So in one of the stages, I think it's Sultan's Dungeon, you've got these ball and chains that swing into the foreground and then go into the background. I think it's using mode 7 there. I'm not sure. Or whatever is on the Genesis. And that was cool, because that on a 2D platformer was kind of, I feel like that was a big deal back then. But other than that, I was just feeling kind of like, they look nice, but they're not offering a lot of extra stuff.
It's a little repetitive, I think.
I think it does show off a little bit more when you get into, like, the Genie stage. Both the SNES
goodness,
and the Genesis
true.
Version have...
It's an extreme exception.
and it's a wild stage. Yeah. So at one point in both of these titles, you go into the lamp, which I think you can stretch it a little bit there. But they wanted to give us a weird Genie stage, and with both of them, they go pretty weird. In the Genesis version, they're all over the place.
Like,
it is
LSD
seriously
weird.
A yeah, drug trip. I was about to say that. But with that, they experiment on level design tenfold, and you get all you want there. Yeah.
Was not my favorite level.
I liked it. It was just freaking hard.
It was so hard, and I don't really care for it either. But I will say that for that stage and some of the other stages, I find this one, and I'd love to hear your opinions on this, I find the Genesis version pretty difficult. Even nowadays,
oh, it's super hard, dude.
It's difficult knowing where to go. Sometimes you just get completely lost and there's no arrows. There's so many obstacles to overcome. Even in that coming out of that prison stage, so many enemies, those bats, so many bats. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I found this game to be pretty difficult.
It was very hard. I found out that using the apples on places that I wouldn't normally use a projectile definitely helped.
Okay.
But outside of that, it's seriously just die and try again. And that's about right. That's what I used to do as a kid. So no, it's a hard Genesis game. So that's another reason why I'm surprised to hear it sold so well.
We can talk about the bonus stages, because with the Genesis version, you do have bonus stages. Like Nolan had mentioned at the beginning of the game, it tells you all of what you can collect and able to play with. Some of them are these bonus tokens that are hidden throughout the stages. And if you get them, then you can go into this bonus world. You've got a couple of different bonus stages, don't you?
Yeah, like, it's the same concept. So you play as a Boo, and he's...
Which is the best idea.
That's what I was actually referring to.
Are you talking about the roulette wheel?
Yeah, you've got the roulette wheel, which is just a genie head, right? And in his mouth is?
Yeah. I don't think that one really counts in my mind. It's sort of just
It says bonus at the top.
Well, sure, but it's like an end of the level, like, extra item slot machine.
Yeah, like, it's like a Mario 3 kind of thing to me. Like, you just choose from a roulette wheel. One of them is Jafar. If you choose Jafar, you lose all your attempts. So you're collecting those tokens throughout the stage.
Yeah, and then the better one that I interrupted you on is Abu.
You're playing Abu, who, if you don't know, it's a monkey. It's Aladdin's I mean, it's kind of Aladdin's monkey.
I mean, he's not just a monkey. He's one of the most adorable sidekicks ever.
True.
He's got spunk. He's got charm.
He's got the little hat, the cute little hat. And he's wielding the scimitar above his head with both hands. And it's hilarious looking. And it's actually a really fun bonus level. I thought I really liked it every time I got to play it. But pots are falling from the sky. But not only that, like they try to trip you up with like other projectiles. And while you're dodging things, you can swing the sword to hit them, but you're also collecting those like gems, like the money. You're collecting apples and one-ups and stuff. So like it's super fun. It was like it had an arcade feel.
I will say, since we're on the topic of Abu, Kenny, I don't know if you had a chance to play the SNES version this week or just look at it, but I'm pretty confident that Abu is with you the entire game, which is so much fun. In the Genesis version, you only see him at certain points throughout, which is still cute. Like you come across him and he's jumping on the belly of an enemy over and over again, or he's caught by the Sultan, or not. Well, maybe he was by the Sultan at that time, but in a trap. I don't know. You see him a few different times throughout. In the SNES version, it's so cool because he's really an anime sidekick. He doesn't really do anything. He follows you around. He'll climb up a wall in front of you and then wait for you on the other side. Like, it's
so
really cool.
Tails.
That right. Do people hate Tails? I don't know.
Yeah,
what
people hate Tails because Tails messes you up sometimes.
Okay, yeah. So he's small. He's it doesn't get in the way. He doesn't help you, but it's just a cool thing that he's there with you the whole time.
Aged.
One of the big things here with Aged that we just always talk about is the animations and the art style. Whew. I'm pretty confident, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the original illustrators from the actual movie did this game as well. Some of them were involved in it.
I don't know if it was the exact people, but it was animated like by Disney as actual animations. And
yeah, I'm pretty sure that in the Genesis version, one of the things that they have for their side, if you're like comparing and contrasting the games, is that they actually have some of the original illustrators. So
right.
that goes to help.
So, this was like back when you're talking hand-drawn animation. So they drew out this entire game and then converted those assets, you know, like
awesome.
Like did the whole Digicel thing to put them into a digital format. And it shows because it looks totally different than the Super Nintendo version.
Yeah,
it
I was going to say,
much more accurate.
You can definitely tell like that it was hand-drawn and then moved into the game because some of these are top-notch. All of them are. Like my favorite one was the enemy that is in like every Disney movie almost, but he's got pants and this huge gut like underneath the pants, and you're like those definitely need to come down, and if you hit him they fall down and you see his boxers and he's like oh no
it's so Aladdin.
The Aladdin character model, all of the characters and enemies you see, the foregrounds, the backgrounds, everything that you've seen in the movie, and I guess everything that they added as well, looks very Aladdin. Disney's Aladdin. They nail the animation, nail the art styles. Even the level complete screen, do you remember when Abu and Aladdin run across?
With his arms going like
very
that.
Very goofy. Like, uh-huh. I mean, that's some of that flair. I think they did. That's where this game shined the most. And not only that, the color, we're on Genesis, so you always have this beautiful Genesis coloring that's bright, vivid, much more so than the SNES.
And on the topic of coloring, the Sultan's dungeon is amazing because of the, like, it's almost like an Instagram filter that they put on it, but you feel like you're in the dark and like in a dungeon, but you can still see. And that stage in general just had a lot of great stuff. That was the skeleton one. It really felt like, I don't know, it's such a good stage. And I really feel like, I think we'll disagree on this. I'll just say that. But I do think the music was on a similar level of quality. Like they did a lot of the themes from the movie in this game. Some of them loosely, but a couple of them sounded really good to me. Like sounded like the movie just in digitized form.
For me, I liked that they did the actual tunes, which is great. And like years later when they re-released some of these, they weren't able to still use the original music, which is a shame. And so if it hadn't had the actual original tunes, I would have just written off the game because that's literally the point of these movies. However, I wasn't as impressed with how they went about digitizing them. Some of their choice of instruments. And again, I know in this era, you're real hardware limited. There's only so much you can do. But there were just times that it felt, I don't know, like they were trying to force something. And I didn't love it.
And I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm pretty confident that they had 100% licensed music because it's
certainly
what they were working with. So they were able to recreate it perfectly. And I don't know if the same could be said for the SNES version. So I thought it was pretty. I thought it was on. It did evoke within me the desire to sing the songs as it went along. And I mean, if it can do that, then it's close enough. We played some movie titles where it's so off that you can't even tell, or you can tell what it's trying to be, but it's not even close. And this was not one of those.
We also play some that are really good. I had a hard time, at least personally, not comparing this as a game versus movie to Lion King.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's the best of the best, dude.
It is, but I think Lion King is music so much better. I don't know. That's just a hard. It's probably an unfair comparison to make, but it's what my brain kept going to is a lot of compare this to that, and then compare one game to the other, and it just gave me a little bit of perspective that I wouldn't have had otherwise. So, Nolan, you had mentioned playing this game a lot as a kid, and it sometimes is interesting going back and playing a game, it either living up to your expectations or not in terms of play. Like in my mind, I remember this game being super, super fluid, and it felt not quite as comfortable as I remembered. It wasn't bad, and some of my issues may have been like on the emulation side. But how did you guys just feel about this game playing it now versus playing it then?
It's kind of jerky at times. I kind of know what you're saying with the controls. Like, I think I might have remembered it being a little smoother too, but I think that would apply to a lot of games in general that I used to play, like on Genesis or SNES for that matter. But I didn't struggle with it this week. I thought it was still done pretty well.
Outside of the difficulty, which I've already mentioned of it, like, I don't remember it being a extremely difficult game when I was a kid, and I don't know if I'd even say it's an extremely difficult one now, but I do think that the difficulty level is something that ages a little bit, is a little bit poor in the aging factor. However, I don't think for me, when it comes to this game, like what I dislike about it has to do with age. I think with the coloration, with the animation, with the music, with even the gameplay, although I can see what you're saying, you know, to some degree, I don't think that my negative things come from how the game is aged by any means.
I know we also like primarily only like tasked ourselves with playing the Genesis version of the game, but we had the chance to at least look at and compare with the others to some degree. I don't know how much you guys each did that, but from your sense, which one do you guys think is better?
That's easy.
Oh, hold on, that's easy. Before you say that, I'll say mine because it's easy for me too, but I don't know if we're ending up in the same place. So I played pretty much the same amount of both games this week. Dang. I played the Genesis version starting and played it a lot. And really the whole time I was wanting to go back and play my original SNES version from what I grew up playing. So I went back to the SNES version, had tons more fun playing the SNES
version. You're smoking weed.
So I would instantly and easily say the SNES version.
I am the opposite.
You would agree?
No, I would not. You're smoking weed.
Why are you on drugs so much?
Kenny's on drugs today.
I'm not.
We're all on drugs.
The Genesis version is way better. I think having a sword is great. I think, like, I don't think the SNES version is a crappy game, but I'm definitely picking Genesis. It looks better too.
What is that your main reason that it looks better?
It's a big deal. The sword and that it looks better.
The sword is immersion breaking, dude.
No, it's not. I don't need that.
It's funny to me because I live literally like right smack dab in the middle of you guys.
You
like
can't,
I played
though. You
through
have to
the
pick.
Genesis game and loved the gameplay of it significantly more. Thought the look of it was more authentic, but hated how they went going about the storytelling and some of those kind of things. And then found that the Super Nintendo was really on point on that. I thought even though it was a little simpler and more drawn out that they told the story well, like that was so much better there.
Just go watch the movie.
That I was kind of torn. Like I wanted it to be like Aladdin authentic. And it's one of those that I feel like if these two games had had like the perfect best of each of us baby, this would have been one of the better games of that era altogether. But just, as it was, both of them I felt like had a little bit of lack.
Just go watch the movie. There's no way you can fit a movie story in a video game in the 90s.
That's never bad advice. It's a good movie.
Final thoughts.
At the end of each and every one of our episodes, we determine whether the game gets our vote for New Game Plus status, which is our general thumbs up or thumbs down. Requires 2/3 of the vote to swing one way or the other. I think we go in, well, we go in the same order because it, the way that we just responded to that makes me wonder. Maybe even Cave of Wonder. Think that the Genesis and SNES versions, they have to, it's completely fair to compare them. They're both Aladdins. They're both 93s. They're very different in many, many ways. Two totally different products, in my opinion, although of the same name. I prefer the SNES version, as I already mentioned. However, that doesn't mean that I can't also pick the Genesis version. It's not like one or the other. Again, they're two different games. I think that although this game was pretty, I think that it lacked heart, and I don't think that it lives up to the Aladdin charm. I think movie games are difficult to do in the first place, and I think creating a game that is completely, in many ways, fabricated in regards to the story, which I'm more about, and less gameplay, and there's a lot of combat, and there's not clear direction on a lot of these stages of where to go and what to do, it just was more frustrating to me than enjoyable. So while this is a beautiful game, and while it sounds good, I didn't enjoy playing it, so I am not going to give it my vote for New Game Plus status.
Reefer. Like, all right. I give a New Game Plus because I think...
Reefer!
You are wrong because it's... Like, okay, movie games suck, period. Don't do them ever. All you companies listening, Capcom, don't do that ever. But if
unless
you're going to do
Jurassic Park.
And it's 90s, and I was a kid and I liked it. And so going back to it, I was kind of expecting to look at it the way that I look at all movie games, that they suck. But I still had a lot of fun. I think it definitely has heart, whatever that means. And you can definitely play it and have fun today. Kenny said that it sold the most on Genesis. I did not know that, but I mean, there's a reason and it was fun. So you should play it.
Third most,
whatever. That's still very impressive.
That is one yes, that is one no. Kenny, I know you're going to give it a yes, which is completely fine. Go ahead and do your worst.
I hate that you guys put me in this position. Sometimes I like having the power and sometimes I don't.
You have 10 seconds.
And I don't this week because I'm just torn. Dustin, I felt some of what you felt. I felt like the storytelling was not super great. I felt like there were times that as a game it even could have been better, you know, forcing you to know the game and explore without like real-time reacting, and we talked about some of that. Some of the elements are a little repetitious, but some of my like qualms also feel a little unfair because in my mind I'm like, it's not as good as Lion King, you know, which is probably not a great bar because it's such a high bar. And so I don't know. Okay, here, I'm just going with what my gut tells me. If it had been the best of both of the games we played, it absolutely would have been a winning title and I would have loved it. As it was, there are some good things about this game and I know why it was popular, but it also didn't hook me this week. It felt a little predictable. The story didn't do it. The animations are amazing. There's things they did well. It's certainly not a bad game.
God.
But it didn't take me on a magic carpet ride. I just never felt like I was there and engaged. And so it hurts me because it probably is the wrong choice, but no New Game Plus for me either.
You know that you've given way crappier games New Game Plus.
Oh, absolutely.
You know that, right?
And that's not even what I'm arguing.
I am.
It's like, a lot of it for me is like in the week of and in context of my previous experience and other games that we've played, like, did I have fun with it? And this week, like, it was an okay game to play, but that like magic of playing a game that takes you somewhere and is intriguing. And again, maybe it's because the bar was high, because remembering it from my childhood, I don't know, but I felt a little bit let down the whole week.
Your reason is it's not as good as Lion King, which is dumb.
Disney's if that's Aladdin the only reason, I agree. Does not receive our New Game Plus certification. However you feel about that, you can let us know in email or in Discord.
4 million downvotes.
A few incoming. If 4 million people are listening, I don't even care. John wrote in this week and he said, "Hey guys, this is my first chance getting to play the weekly game with you, so I figured I'd write in my thoughts. I remember these two games being drastically different as a kid, and when replayed them, it's even more obvious. If you are a fan of games with a ton of character, humor, action, and difficulty, then the Genesis version is for you. If instead you like a bright and colorful game with lots of platforming that is a little easier, then go with the SNES version. Hopefully you guys will play both of them this week, as the discussion on which you prefer will be just as interesting as the New Game Plus verdict. They are enjoyable games, but each has flaws that would keep me from giving them NGP. Thank you, John, for agreeing with me and Kenny.
Ha. Where's the reefer now?
Is he, you're done talking the rest of the episode? You gotta maybe say something else to John. Right
in. We don't know.
To John?
Yeah.
Don't John ever write in again.
Oh, come on, John. You can write in anytime you'd like. Dallas wrote in and he said, "I hope you've been enjoying this week's game. I played the SNES version this week. I thought the graphics and controls were great. The only problem I had with the controls was when I was using the dash button and needed to make a quick stop on a platformer edge, but this was still easy to learn and manage. I enjoyed the music, but I thought that the music was better for the Lion King video game. I also didn't find this game to be very difficult. The genie stage was the only one that slowed me down somewhat. I was also a little let down at the end when you defeat Jafar as a snake. I thought I was going to defeat him as a genie in the epic battle, but instead it just showed him a picture being sucked into a lamp. I still really enjoyed playing the game and would play it again. I kind of want to try the Genesis version since it looks like it was way more difficult from watching Kenny's first play." You don't have to. We didn't give it New Game Plus, so you can just stick with the SNES version if you want.
I think he'd have more fun playing the Genesis version, for what that's worth.
Really?
I do. But yeah, I'm also bad at video games, so it looking hard is not because it was hard yet. I just am terrible. And
you're kind of especially bad with the platformers, too.
Absolutely.
And then Bill wrote in.
Oh, God.
No, it's Bill. I finally had a chance to play along with you this week, and part of the reason I did was because I played this game a ton as a kid. I also had it on the Game Gear, and then I played it on the Super Nintendo, and for some reason, I really, really liked this game. I remember it being one of the first games I ever noticed Easter eggs in. The prison is full of them, like Sebastian the Crab being in shackles against a wall. In my opinion, yeah, I always thought this was a great game because it was pretty easy, and even as a kid, I was able to beat it over and over and over again, the only difficult part being the final fight with Jafar, but even that wasn't too bad. Either way, I hope this game gets New Game Plus from you guys, because it's a small time commitment, it's a fun game, and it looks good.
Too bad.
Sorry, Bill. Your wish is not our command.
Oh.
Thank you guys for writing in. As always, you can send in your thoughts to ngppodcast@gmail.com. Typically, we'll be more receptive and responsive to you guys, but it seems like we may have struck a chord this episode. I'm just jolly in the middle, and we've got these two bozos over here smoking reefers, but it's the time of the episode where we set Disney's Aladdin aside and we randomly select the next game that we're going to be playing for the next 7 days out of our Retro Master list. Hold on to your drawers. We're spinning the wheel. We are playing a 2D action platformer the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Terrible Aladdin. Console.
You're mad at the entire console now? a year
salty.
After the Disney Aladdin release. So we're going to 94. Developed by Imagineering and published by Absolute Entertainment. I'll give you one other clue.
What?
Did that not tell you? I'll do it one more time.
That sounded different.
Are we playing what is the
we are playing
Scooby Snacks. Are we playing Scooby?
So close, dude. We are playing Home Improvement Power Tool Pursuit.
That was a bad
That was not that noise at all. It was way like closer a gorilla. To Scooby
I was thinking animal. I did too, Kenny.
Then no, Tim Allen.
Y'all following me?
I mean, I know what you're trying to do, but you're just really failing at it.
I forgot this was a game.
This is going to be great, I'm sure, right? Home Improvement Power Tool Pursuit?
Went from movie to a game to TV show to a game.
Can we just skip this one?
Television games are even better, right?
I did like this show, and mid-90s TV was great, so...
You played Friends, the game?
So I'm just reading a little bit. The player's weapon, which is already a bad thing, includes a nail gun, a blowtorch, and a chainsaw.
Weapon.
I mean, why you I'm need not a opposed weapon? To that concept. Yeah,
who is Tim Allen fighting? that was close, but mine was probably better.
Oh, we have a Discord, and you can go to Twitter, and you can click on the link, and then we'll be in there.
No one's so mad.
Like, there's other games to defend more fervently, adamantly, than Aladdin.
Yeah, I don't know, but hey, we'll put up with him.
Shut up.
We'll also put up with our patrons continuing to support us. We actually love that.
We'll put up with
it. Yeah, we'll put up with it. Guys, thanks so much for those of you who go to patreon.com and support the New Game Plus podcast. You help us continue to make new content. And we got a new patron that we want to shout out this week. Uh-oh. Dustin, you want to tell us a little bit about who it is?
Yeah, so I want to introduce you guys to Thomas. He's a guy that I don't know much about outside. He supports us on Patreon. So thank you, Thomas, for your patronage.
Actually, it tells us a lot about him as a person.
Make sure you follow us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter. You can also go to our Twitch. All of those are NGP Podcast. Or find us on our YouTube channel, New Game Plus Podcast, where you will be able to see almost weekly first plays and other video-related content. You can listen to us directly on any podcast provider of your choice. Make sure you subscribe so that you are the first to get new NGP episodes. And while you're at it, leave a kind rating and review. And yes, that does mean you're going to have to log into iTunes, but it's worth it. This episode was edited and produced by our friend Tom Tate. Join us next week as we play Home Improvement Power Tool Pursuit. Until then, I'm still Dustin.
I'm Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
And we're all so happy. And this has been New Game Plus.
It's a little repetitive, I think.
Just a man of many words. I
was agreeing, but, you know, it's a little repetitive.